Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. And we are in day 2 of our fall share-a-thon, so we appreciate you. Please take time to pray for our share-a-thon this fall, and also prayerfully consider calling in a pledge to help us carry the mission and the work of the American Family Association forward. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and to go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and was too old. She believed that God would keep his promise. And so a whole nation came from this one man who was as good as dead. A nation with so many people that, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, there's no way to count them. All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their, That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, even though God had told him, "Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted." Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. It was by faith that Isaac promised blessings for the future to his sons, Jacob and Esau. It was by faith that Jacob, when he was old and dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff. It was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, said confidently that the people of Israel would leave Egypt. He even commanded them to take his bones with them when they left. It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months. When he was born, they saw that God had given him an unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. It was by faith that Moses left the land, it was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover and to sprinkle blood on the doorposts so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days and the walls came crashing down. It was by faith that Rahab, the prostitute, was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from death. But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Some were jeered at, and their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained in prisons. Some died by stoning, some were sawed in half, and others were killed with the sword. Some went about bearing skins of sheep and goats, destitute and oppressed and mistreated. They were too good for this world, wandering from deserts and mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised, for God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. Verses 1 through 40, all of Hebrews chapter 11. Lord, thank you for our fall share-a-thon. Thank you for all those that have prayed for us, who've given financially, and all those that are walking with us during this time of the year in this particular event. Lord, anoint every moment of the rest of the share-a-thon today. Let the name of Jesus be lifted up. And we thank you, Lord, once again for your servant, Don Wildman, and thank you for the opportunity to give honor to him and his legacy that he's left. Let the name of Jesus be lifted up mightily through everything said and done through this broadcast today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just want to ask that you'd help us to put our hope in you. Father, thank you so much for faith, the gift of faith. Thank you so much for all the callings that you've placed in our lives. And thank you so much for all the promises you've made. And Father, I ask that we'd put our hope in you so that we could look to being set free from that being in this foreign kingdom, Father. Father, I know that your kingdom is at hand, and I know that Jesus is with us. And so, Father, I ask that you'd grow our understanding of what that means, for Jesus to be present with us as we wait on the final redemption. In your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. As we've mentioned, we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. Our theme is Revive Us Again. And We're inviting you to call in and make a pledge to help us continue the work. Isaac's going to give us the number to call if you'd like to call in to make a pledge.
That's going to be 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. And our fall share-a-thon theme again is Revive Us Again. Our theme scripture is Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Again, Psalm 85, 6 through 7. Thank you, Father, once again for your servant, Don Wildman, your vessel and your servant that you used to start the ministry of the American Family Association. And thank you, Lord, for the example he is of a servant of faith who trusted you to go forth to do a work you'd called him to do. And thank you for all the lives who are being touched today through him, through the work that he did. We thank and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to listen to a clip or two of Reverend Wildman at this time.
These people, give them the motivation, give them the tools to open the door to what they can do in being faithful to that to which you've called them. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Do you know 2/3 of the New Testament was written in jail? Yeah. Paul was in jail when he wrote it. He'd run out of town. Up in Damascus, you know. They built a basket, slipped him out by night. That was the first time, but it wasn't the last time that he slipped away. Wherever he went, he usually left the place in a riot or a revival, one or the other. But you know what Paul did when he got knocked down? He got back up. He got back up. That's what faith does. You get knocked down. You get back up and you go again and again and again. Whether it's politically correct or not, whether it's popular or not, whether you're going to be successful or not. We don't always have control over whether or not we can be successful. We have total control over whether or not we can be faithful.
You're listening to The Hour of Intercession again. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. And we are in day two of our fall share-a-thon. And today is Founders Day, a day in which we're honoring the vessel, the servant the Lord used to start the American Family Association, Reverend Don Wildman. Again, our theme is Revive Us Again. And once again, that theme scripture, Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Again, Psalm 85, 6 through 7. You know, Isaac, it's helpful for us as believers to be mindful that God has a calling and often multiple callings in the life of every single believer. And a big part of our Christian life consists of us listening to the Word of God and listening to the Spirit of God as it helps us to better understand what those callings are. So we'll talk more about that on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. To call in to make a pledge for Share-a-thon, you can call the number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to afr.net to give. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. When the Spirit your name that tears down walls. And every enemy will fall. So we will stand and we will fight. That every wrong would be made right. There is power in this room. Oh, I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's life.
Music of Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and once again, our theme is Revive Us Again, and the theme scripture comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. And Isaac's going to share with you once again the phone number if you'd like to call in to make a pledge to help us continue the work of American Family Radio.
So to give, you can call us at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net.
And, you know, Isaac, we were talking about the whole matter of calling and callings. You know, again, each of us has one or often many callings that God calls us to, maybe one major calling, but several other smaller things he's calling us to do. Our job is to live a lifestyle of listening to God. And we listen to God as we read and meditate on his word. We listen as his Holy Spirit speaks to us. And God will speak to us sometimes through other means as well. But a big part of the Christian life is listening and obeying God.
I love the connection between that and the passage you read earlier. I believe it was Hebrews 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with a promise. Every one of those people had a promise or something they were looking forward to that God said. And so when they were looking forward to that, then they started moving and following and pursuing the Father and his promises.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were faced with things that they were really weak in, that's when opportunities for faith started to come up. Whenever we are given things that we are strong in, we can often count on ourselves. Whenever we count on God, that's when faith steps in. And so all those people counted on God for things and were able to do magnificent, wonderful things through the power of God acting through them.
Mm.
And but it all starts with us listening and then walking in faith by God working through our weaknesses.
Amen. Amen. A life of obedience. And you know, it's a good truth for us to grasp this, that a servant like Reverend Don Wyman, who was a great man of faith, and I would mention, I had the privilege of knowing him for quite a few years, and I first had the opportunity to begin working with American Family Radio in about 1993, and at that time, when we first started, we were one station, and God grew us to where now, by the grace of God, we have somewhere in the vicinity of, I think, a little over 170 stations now. So God has done a miraculous work. But we're going to listen to one of the features that Reverend Wyman would do called It's My Turn.
It's My Turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wyman.
Isn't it strange how the Father uses different media to speak to us? His most perfect revelation, of course, was his Son. And he speaks to us still through his written word. But this is not the only method he uses. He uses other means, such as a good book, a sermon, or a friend. He even uses the funny papers occasionally. He spoke to me recently through Peanuts. In that Peanuts column, Lucy was shown at her wayside stand with a sign reading, "Psychiatric help, 5 cents. The doctor is in." Well, old Charlie Brown comes along and says, "I'm in sad shape. What can you do when you don't fit in? What can you do when life seems to be passing you by?" To this, Lucy replies, "Follow me. I want to show you something." See the horizon over there? See how big it is? See how much room there is for everybody? Have you ever seen another world?" "No," says Charlie Brown. "As far as you know, this is the only world there is, right?" "Right," replies Charlie Brown. Lucy shouts, "Well, live in it then!" Whereupon Charlie Brown does one of his famous somersaults. Many of us are like Charlie Brown. We think we're in sad shape. We mope along with our fears and worries. We go in for self-pity. We look here and there for help without finding it. We think the world has given us a raw deal. We go around hunting only for the bad. We're in bad shape ourselves. We get to thinking that the faith of the Nazarene is dull and ordinary to many who bear his name or down at the mouth. Then along comes the divine psychiatrist. He takes us by the hand and shows us the wide and wonderful world in which we live, this mystery and wonder of life, this sparkling bit of time and space that is all ours for a brief moment of history. He tells us that we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. He tells us there is a Father who knows us better than we know ourselves, a Maker that is closer than the air we breathe. He says that our Father loves us beyond our comprehension, even more than an earthly father loves his son. But he does more than this. He shames us for our timidity and our crankedness. He dissolves our guilt and restores our faith in God and ourselves. He himself is our key to abundant living. He shouts to us across the centuries to live in our world as though we were citizens of the eternities. It is he and he alone who puts meaning into our existence and purpose into our lives. He gives the ring of divine ordination to the most trivial of all occupations. Through his speaking, we hear him saying that he came that we could find life, abundant life. Great is the number seeking for that abundant life. It's a pity that they think it can be found in rings and things. If we are in sad shape, we might not need to turn Charlie Brown's somersault, but we might need to take another look at our world and our God and ourself. Who knows? We might just want to turn that somersault with old Charlie Brown after taking that look.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Again, the feature, It's My Turn, was one that Reverend Wildman did over a period of years, and each one is a powerful message of wisdom, insight, and encouragement. So we're glad to get a chance to feature some of those. And, of course, they continue to come on regularly here on American Family Radio on our 24-hour clock here at American Family Radio. Isaac is going to give us the numbers once again. If you're listening and you want to call in to make a pledge, Isaac is going to tell you how to do that.
So you can call to give at 1-877-616-2396, 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. And I absolutely love, there's a documentary coming out, and Pastor Joseph, I think, is going to talk about that in a moment, but I did not realize just how deep and how wide and how hard Don Wildman worked to help American culture grow more holy.
You know, it's powerful to think that, you know, like he, Reverend Wildman, of course, was a pastor in a number of churches in the United Methodist Church over a period of years, but then was called to the Lord to step away from that specific ministry and was called to start the American Family Association, which is initially the National Federation for Decency was the name of the organization, but it eventually became the American Family Association. But it's been used as a powerful tool to help the church to be the salt and light in the world God has called us to be, as well as to be a vessel vibrantly and passionately helping to spread, helping to carry out the work of the spread of the gospel and the work of making disciples as well. I want to share with you about a neat project that will be available October 28th. It's a film that American Family Studios produced about the life of Reverend Don Wildman. The name of the film is Culture Warrior: Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. And this featured film explores, it's a documentary, and it explores the founding of the American Family Association and many of the cultural and spiritual battles that have defined America's national life over the last 50 years, from primetime television to secular humanism, pornography, and the homosexual agenda. Don Wildman sought to confront the forces of darkness and awaken the church to her call to be salt and light. The public release date for the release of the feature, the documentary, and again, the title, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. The public release date is November the 11th, 2024. Early access will be available for Great Commission Partner members October 28th, 2024. And to become a Great Commission Partner, visit culturewarrior.movie and donate monthly. Again, go to culturewarrior.movie and become a monthly giver. Culture Warrior is more than a reflection on the great man of God, Reverend Don Wildman was, said M.D. Perkins, the film's director. It's reflecting on our recent history as a nation, and it's a call for Christians to continue to stand for righteousness as God leads. So, again, we hope that you will look forward to the opportunity to see this powerful documentary. Again, the title, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. Again, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency.
So one thing I like about the documentary is it doesn't just feel like a analysis of his life. It feels like a challenge to continue the work that he was doing and that he was doing in response to just the gospel of, whenever Jesus faces some people, he loves them well, but he says, go and sin no more. Mm-hmm. He loves the person, but he doesn't accept the sin. And he says, go and repent. And so Don Wildman really worked on that for our American culture. And so to support more projects like that, like the documentary and like the radio that we're doing, like The Stand, the news network that we have, you can call to give at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. We're going to listen to a couple more clips now.
What should we as Christians expect from the politically correct crowd of today? What did I do with my Bible? There it is. I'm amazed sometimes that we study this thing day and day and day and day and every day. And lo and behold, we miss some of the most central messages included in it. What should we expect as Christians? Look at what Jesus told us to expect. He said, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. When people criticize us, condemn us, call us names, what's Jesus say we should do? Rejoice! We're blessed! It's not that we're trying to be troublemakers just for the purpose of being troublemakers. No. We're trying to be faithful. And in the process, if we get criticized, so be it. So be it. Has God directed this ministry? I think He has, despite all my faults. Again, I say, we don't have a 5-year plan. We go from day to day. We try to keep enough money on hand to support the ministry, and if there's opportunities that come along, then you'll have the funds to fulfill those opportunities. And go back to my budget creation. What you do, you spend less than you take in. You do that, you'll be okay.
That's good wisdom for any and everybody all over the world, no matter who you are or what you do. Spend less than you take in. You're listening to the American Family Association Fall Share-a-thon, and this is the Hour of Intercession, and we're inviting you to be a part of the work of helping the ministry of the American Family Association carry out the call of God that God has given to us, to call in, to make a pledge, to help us continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio and the American Family Association. The number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give. Go to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. We appreciate you being a part of our Fall Share-a-thon. Please pray for the Lord to continue to bless and prosper it. And prayerfully consider calling in to make a donation to help us continue the work. We'll be right back.
Is America in the pits, Marley? It sure is. Is there any kind of visible ray of hope out there that's going to be any different? I don't know. But I tell you what, it surely won't be if everybody quits. Who knows what God's going to do through American Family Radio or through the American Family Association. You know, one of these days, with all the new technology, we just might have as much influence on our culture as NBC. That's a foolish statement, isn't it? But wait a minute, technology's out there, and it's going to change. The internet literally is going to change our society. Mm-hmm. I've seen the change since I began this ministry 23 years ago. Then there were three networks, and they told you when Walter Cronkite said, that's the way it is, then that's the way it was. It didn't matter if he was lying to you, that's still the way it was. And everybody thought that's the way it was. But the communications has changed now, and we're developing a presence on the internet as well as radio. If you will do what you can do, God take care of the rest of it.
Greatest miracle in the New Testament are the people Jesus entrusted his church to. Look at the 12 people he chose. One of them went over to the pornographers and got his money, you know. But look at the other 11. Now, they were not just absolutely helpless people, but set them down in the middle of all of you and would really, I mean, put some clothes on them like we wear, and it wouldn't be a whole lot of difference between them and us. Couldn't tell much difference. That's the most shocking thing about Jesus, who he entrusted his church to. And the second thing is, he didn't have a plan B. What if these don't succeed? Here's 11, you know, James, John, the fisherman, and the zealots, and all the, I mean, all a whole mixture here. All right, Jesus, you got these 12. One of them's already sold out, and he's gone. But you got 11 people, plain, common, ordinary, everyday people. And I say, Lord, that's a silly way to try to change the world. I mean, think about it. Just think about it. But something happened to them. Something happened in them. And they went out, and they changed the world.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're in the midst of our Fall Share-a-thon. This is day two of our Fall Share-a-thon, and we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family. And keep in mind, our theme for this Fall Share-a-thon is Revive Us Again. And the scripture from which the theme derives is Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. If you'd like to call in to make a pledge, Isaac's going to tell you how to do that.
You can call to give at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
And today is our Founders Day, the day in which we're honoring the individual the Lord used to start the American Family Association. That's Reverend Don Wildman, a great servant of the Lord, great man of faith, that God used to do great things during his lifetime. And his son, Tim Wildman, is the president of the ministry, doing an outstanding job. His grandsons are helping as a part of the leadership of the ministry and doing great work as they continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association. Please pray daily for the American Family Association. We need your prayers. We desire your prayers. Your prayers are very much needed. And if you feel so led to call in and to make a pledge, we would appreciate that to help us as we continue to do the work the Lord has called us to as a ministry. Again, that number to call, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at go to afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. We're going to listen to another feature, My Turn.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Some years ago, I made what was to me a startling discovery. I was reading about what happened on that Good Friday in Jerusalem nearly a couple of thousand years ago. I read again about how they hung that man among men on those two sticks of wood. I could feel the blows of the hammer as they drove the nails into his palms. I could feel the jar as the cross was dropped into its hole and came to rest with a terrific jolt. The flesh ripped and the blood spurted. You remember the rest of the events. You remember how the crowd jeered him, made fun of him, jokingly dared him to come down. It was a scene that has been repeated often in the history of mankind. Over and over again, that lowly Galilean has been nailed to those two pieces of wood. Many times we've stood around jeering him, making fun of his claims, slashing his side with our selfish spears. But you can remember also that the story didn't end on that dark day. Finding an unused tomb in a garden nearby, they laid him in it. And then, because the next day was an especially holy one, hardly anyone moved. But Saturday is always followed by Sunday. And on Sunday, those who loved him found what all who have loved him since have found, an empty tomb. I said I made what was to me a startling discovery. I had thought of that cross and that empty tomb as the most dynamic events in history. I had always considered these as the top jewels to place on a crown of greatness. But now I see that they weren't the greatest part of his faith. Now I can see that for years my sight just did not go far enough to find the most tremendous event in the history of mankind. Now I can see what the greatest part of this carpenter's faith is, and it's amazing. He entrusted the work of his church to those 11 men, those disciples, who had just prior to the resurrection betrayed him. That, without a doubt, is the grandest thing about him, that he trusted common people with the responsibility of his church. Can we see that? Can we understand what it means that he should give the greatest responsibility ever known to mankind to those 11 men? That is, without question, the highest sign of his love and his trust in mankind. He entrusted his kingdom not to the high and mighty, to the great and gallant, to the brave and brilliant, but to common people. And he goes on entrusting his church to common, plain, ordinary folk. How great his trust in us, that he should give to plain folk the tremendous privilege of carrying on his work, speaks of his great trust in the common person. No one would have dared to trust those 11 men with such a great responsibility except the Nazarene. No one else had such a trust in common folk like you and me. So the next time you're inclined to lose hope in mankind, give it a thought.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. We are in day two of our Fall Share-a-thon. And once again, our theme for this Fall Share-a-thon is Revive Us Again. And today is Founders Day, a day in which we're honoring the founder, Reverend Don Wildman, a great man of faith who the Lord used to found, to start the ministry of the American Family Association. We're encouraging you to prayerfully consider to become a faithful intercessor who will pray daily for the work and the ministry of the American Family Association. We very much desire your prayers. And also, we're encouraging you to prayerfully consider to call in to make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association. Once again, the number to call to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or to go online, you can go to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Isaac, would you just take a moment now to pray, whatever's on your heart, to pray for our listeners before our time ends today?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for this theme. Father, thank you so much for faith. And thank you for this opportunity that you've given us. Thank you that you use regular, ordinary people. And thank you that you are strong in our weakness, Father. Father, I ask that we'd walk more in your name, that we'd walk through the scriptures more together, that we'd pray more daily, and that we'd trust in you more. Father, I ask that you'd grow us in revival, and that it would be a lifestyle, not a big, crazy happening event, but just that our culture would shift to just being more and more of walking in oneness with you. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And Father, too, thank you for every listener that's listening now. And thank you for those we've lifted up in prayer today. Thank you for each and every one of our prayer lives. Bless each and every one of our prayer lives. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you know you have never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Today is a wonderful day, a great day to make that step. Would you, from your heart, would you simply, if you want to make that step in your life, would you pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You love me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your spirit. Help me to live for you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to connect with you. We want to be in touch once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that are discipleship materials, tools that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please, please get in touch with us again. My email, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. And Isaac's going to share one more time the number if you'd like to call in to make a pledge here during our fall share-a-thon.
You can call in at 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
Thanks, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our fall share-a-thon. Please keep us in your prayers.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.